Saxophonist Virginia Mayhew comes from California, where she played gigs with Cab Calloway, Earl Hines, and Frank Zappa. After moving to New York, she sat in with several big bands, including Toshiko Akiyoshi's and the women's jazz orchestra Diva. Later in the year, she'll do a State Department tour of Southeast Asia. Mayhew came up playing alto saxophone, but features the heftier tenor on a new quartet CD. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says the bigger horn suits her as well as the company she keeps.
Saxophonist Virginia Mayhew on Cole Porter's I Love You. The spiffy staccato arrangement, the way trumpeter Ingrid Jensen fills in behind that solo, the way the drummer and bassist sync up so you don't miss a piano, that's the sound of quality workmanship. It's typical of Mayhew's quartet CD, Phantoms, whose pleasures have at least as much to do with the way the parts fit together as the parts themselves. You could also say that about New Orleans jazz or Count Basie's rhythm section. The sound is built from strong instrumental voices, starting with the leaders. Virginia Mayhew has a nice mix of brawny tone and lyrical conception on tenor. Her playing on soprano sax brings out her melodic side, too. Either horn dovetails with Ingrid Jensen's warm tone and jabbing attack on trumpet or flugelhorn. The tuneful bassist is Harvey S. He used to be known as Harvey Swartz, and on bass is Allison Miller, something of a melodist herself. Babylon by composer Steve Swallow. Despite high spirits there and elsewhere, a subdued air hangs over much of this New York music recorded last fall. Virginia Mayhew says that in some tunes she picked, quoting here, there was an underlying feeling that reflected the way the tragedies of September 11th affected me on an emotional level. That's Phantoms by Kenny Barron, written before 9-1-1. It's redolent of New Yorkers' fortitude and forbearance anyway, but then musicians and listeners bring their own baggage to this or any music. The elegiac quality of Virginia Mayhew's CD suggests the wisdom of dealing with that massive civic trauma indirectly. She catches some of the city's mood in the aftermath, including a willingness to pull together to make things work.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Reader and the Chicago Sun-Times. He reviewed Phantoms, the new CD by saxophonist Virginia Mayhew. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer this week is Roberta Sherrock. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. I'm Terry Gross. We'll close with a recording by Benny Carter. The saxophonist, composer, arranger, and bandleader died Saturday at the age of 95. His recording career spanned from the 1920s to the 1990s. This is his 1936 recording of one of his best-known compositions, When Lights Are Low. Elizabeth Welch is the vocalist.